It seems as though every week for the last 10 weeks on this show, at least, we've had headlines about the auto industries driving themselves towards bankruptcy. Well, now two of the auto companies, GM and Chrysler, are bankrupt. And so it occurs to us, what does it mean for the mystique, the mythology, the kind of sort of magic of the car companies?
Some people say that NASCAR isn't a real sport. And yet this is a place where real men strap in an 800-horsepower beast for 4 hours in 110-degree temperatures at 200 miles an hour. Where families and rivalries, patriotism and history all come together in a bumper-to-bumper, shoulder-to-shoulder, coast-to-coast blaze of glory. What's more real than that?
Indeed, if you do the numbers, it may just be the case that NASCAR, the sport of NASCAR, is more valuable than at least two of the bankrupt car companies, General Motors and Chrysler. What does it mean for NASCAR as it kicks off its season this year? Gary Belsky, editor-in-chief of ESPN Magazine, is in the studio with us. What does it mean when the wrecks take place financially off the track for NASCAR?
Well, I think it means that Nice to see you, by the way.
Yeah, great to be here.
I think it means that NASCAR is even more anxious than they have been anyway over the past couple of years because of economic pressures on the circuit, on the sport in general. Attendance is down, ratings are down. There's a whole bunch of reasons for that, but the bankruptcy doesn't help, and in fact, it hurts. But last year, if you remember, GM actually did some serious cost cutting in terms of its NASCAR sponsorship, and the sport survive that. I don't expect right now that there's going to be any major announcements about NASCAR, about GM cutting more money to auto racing, at least at the moment.
Isn't there a sort of a myth about NASCAR that the cars that you see running around the track even remotely resemble the cars you can buy at a dealership? I mean, NASCAR, its origin was
stock car racing.
Stock
That's
car
what
racing.
It stands for.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it is a myth. Right now, most of it is stickers. In fact, what I mean by that is that the cars of tomorrow, literally, that's the official term of art for the NASCAR automobile that they all race, are basically this a hybrid special kind of car that's manufactured specifically for the teams, and it bears very little resemblance to the cars that you and I drive every day, or sometimes, given that we live in New York. And the most significant thing, by the way, is that aside from the shape being different, and that's what I meant by stickers, they actually put stickers on the car to make it look like they're the same automobile. The engines are very different. Because they were worried about cheating with computers, there are no computers anymore on NASCAR cars. They're literally like the cars of the 60s now. They are old-fashioned. They're high-performance engines, but they are basic engines that are worked on extensively by these very sophisticated crews, but no computers.
And the technology is not available to you in your own garage here.
Well, it is if you buy a 1965 Chevy Camaro, I guess, but meaning the cars themselves are sort of throwbacks, but the technology to make them operate as efficiently as they need to race in NASCAR is not available. In fact, that's where a lot of the exchange of information goes these days. The automotive industry gets a lot of information from NASCAR in terms of testing and how to figure out how to make aerodynamics better on the cars that you and I buy.
So it's the technology coming from NASCAR that goes to the car companies rather than the other way around.
In many ways, yes, that's the case too.
How does a bankrupt Chrysler and GM affect this overall mystique about the auto, our love affair with the automobile, and how does that then affect NASCAR?
Well, what's interesting, in terms of our love affair with automobiles, I mean, I think in general, our love affair with automobiles for many people in this country has extended overseas, right? A lot of people love German cars or they love Japanese cars. I think there's an old saying in NASCAR that a lot of people who aren't fans of stock car racing don't know, which is win on Sunday, sell on Monday, right? And that's still very much the case, which is GM and Chrysler, they fundamentally believe that if their cars win consistently in auto racing, that there's a measurable connection to dealership sales. And I think that's still probably the case. People, in fact, are very much, if you talk to our NASCAR senior writers, they'll tell you that people are often not necessarily as committed to a driver, a Dale Earnhardt or a Tony Stewart or a Jeff Gordon, as much as they are to a make of car. They want Chevy to win.
But in this particular case, does the Chevy logo on the car, is it anything really different from the Viagra logo on the car, and that both are just sponsors. It's a Chevy car, but really, it's just an advertising sticker.
I think there is a difference. First of all, remember, when you go to a track and NASCAR sponsors the track, they sponsor a lot of cars, they sponsor a lot of teams, obviously. GM sponsors tracks and sponsors teams. When you go to a track, there's often a showroom. There's not a Viagra showroom. God knows what that would look like, by the way. There's not, but there usually is a Chevy showroom, for sure. There's the manufacturers get showrooms at different tracks that they sponsor. So there is much more of a causal connection with a sponsor that's an automobile sponsor or a spark plug sponsor, whatever it might be.
But it's still way more about sales than it is about technology, engineering, and the idea that if you're in that Chevy, you're somehow related to the race car that won on Sunday.
Yeah, but I don't think you want to underestimate the power of myth in consumer America, right? And I think the fact that a Chevy wins makes a difference to people who are thinking about buying cars, people who pay attention to the sport of stock car racing anyway.
Yeah, well, at least maybe some bankruptcy attorneys could be NASCAR sponsors at this point, working through the GM.
Oh, that's
and
low.
Well, you never know what's going to show up on those cars. There's plenty of room for more stickers. Gary Belsky, thanks so much for talking about the reaction of NASCAR to the bankruptcy of Chrysler and General Motors. He's the editor-in-chief of ESPN Magazine.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.